Johnny Yuma's gun hand trembled ever so slightly as his pistol pointed at the heart of Ulysses Simpson Grant, the heart of the Union Army.
What if a Yankee corporal were in my place and was pointing the gun at General Robert E. Lee, prisoner of war? How would he treat the man who was the heart of the Confederate Army?
Corporal...
Yuma. Johnny Yuma. What's your name, Captain?
Custer. George Custer.
Yeah, we heard something about you too. Didn't we, Brother Jim?
Yeah, but he's small potatoes compared to old Brickhead himself, and with a bottle in his hand. Seems like the whiskey general's living up to his reputation. Heard he don't waste much time between drinks.
Grant set the bottle on the table and leaned on the cane.
Shut up, Darcy. I apologize, sir, for these two pigs. What were you going to say, Captain?
Never you mind, Yuma, what small potatoes was gonna say. It's what we're gonna do.
You got nothing to say about what's going to be done. You're both my prisoners, too.
Now you just hold steady, soldier boy. You grabbed a hold of a heap more than you can handle here.
That's right, Corporal.
Shut up, both of you. I'll decide what's right and what's gonna be done here.
Don't figure you can do what's right. Not without some help from your comrades. The odds are too much against you.
Comrades.
Sure enough, the three of us is on the same side against them blue bellies and holding the high hand.
No, I'm holding the high hand with this. And I'm not forgetting what happened with you two out there.
But things is different now and in here. Let me and Jim take their guns. We'll help you get them back to Pemberton. You'll be the shiniest hero of the South.
Savior of Vicksburg. And then we'll all just forget we was legging it tonight. Old Whiskers is what's most important.
Are they deserters?
They're scum. They had that notion. I was taking them back to stand trial.
In some trial, me and my brother just be shot.
Any soldier who turns from battle deserves to be shot.
Cannon! Looks like the fighting's already started.
No, that was thunder.
Well, maybe so, but it won't be long, and we got old Whiskers, worth more than 10,000 deserters. So, Yuma, you got bigger fish to fry.
You know what it'll mean if the Blue Bellies lose Grant?
Look at what happened to us when Johnston fell at Shiloh. Then shoot the son of a bitch and be done with it.
I know, but I'm thinking of something else. If we can get General Grant to our lines alive...
That's a mountain of an if, soldier boy. But what if we could? What's the advantage of that?
It could be the basis for our negotiating the peace. Captain, will you give me your word that you won't try to escape?
No.
Nor would I, sir, if I were in your place.
Corporal.
Yes, sir?
You neglected to ask me that question. When you first entered, I said I was a prisoner of war. Obviously, I still am. But I've been thinking... about a lot of things, but one thing in particular. And I want to remind you, as I've reminded myself, the most important duty of a prisoner of war is to try to escape.
I understand. And it's my duty, sir, to prevent that escape.
Then shoot them both, Johnny. Me and Jim will swear they was both trying to escape.
Hot damn, that brings everything to a finish.
That one sounded like a cannon to me.
Nope. Thunder.
Of all the fine, brave men in our regiment, I have to be here with you two.
Well, yeah, that's how the cards is dealt. And cannon or thunder, time's a-wastin'.
Now, you either shoot them or let us help you get them back. But we'll need their guns.
No, you don't get their guns. Captain, place your pistol next to the one on the table and be careful. Mine's pointed right at the general.
Custer placed his sidearm on the table next to Grant's pistol and the bottle of whiskey.
General Grant, if you were in my gun sight on the battlefield, I'd pull the trigger without hesitation. But you are a prisoner of war, and I don't wish to harm you, sir, so long as you don't try to escape.
I understand. You're a good soldier, Corporal.
Now, sir, both you and the captain move away from the table and toward the door.
No!
Darcy!
Jim Darcy's arm was around Grant's throat, holding him as a shield, and Joe Darcy had both pistols, one in each hand.
Now the cards is dealt different. Seems like all us Rebs has got guns. Here, Brother Jim.
Jim Darcy turned loose of Grant.
Now it's my gun that's pointed at old Whiskers. Now you, Yuma, drop yours to the ground. Go ahead or I'll give it to him right now.
All right.
Clear thinking, soldier boy. Clear thinking. Now, I'm promoting myself and giving orders. Right, Brother Jim?
Right, Brother Joe.
First order is to plug Grant.
That's a good order.
Darcy! Listen, I will give you my word. We won't try to escape. Neither of us, will we, General?
Too late, Yankee.
No, listen, you can't do this. I swear to you, I'll never bring up the matter of your desertion.
Not if you're dead, you won't.
All right, kill me. But take General Grant back to our lands. He's worth more to the Confederacy alive.
Not to us, he ain't. Dead men have no tails.
Right again, Brother Joe. Now, let's just go over our report that we're gonna give headquarters, after which we'll be proclaimed the heroes of Vicksburg.
Jim Darcy waved his gun at Grant, Custer, and Yuma.
Them two Yankees tried to escape. One of them, the captain, shot our comrade, Corporal Yuma. And me and Brother Joe killed Custer and had no choice but to drill old Whiskers as he turned yellow but still tried to escape. How's that report sound to you, Brother Joe?
Mighty fine. Mighty fine.
Do this and both your souls will burn in hell.
Oh, we ain't worried about the hereafter. We are thinking about the here and now. You first, General.